If you're into your gadgets, do not go anywhere, because Gadget Detective Fevzi Turkalp is with us for the next half an hour. Talking in a little while, Fevzi, about home security cameras. But first, talk to me about this latest furore over facial recognition.
Yeah, so facial recognition has existed for a while. We use it to unlock our smartphones and, you know, as a form of identifying ourselves when we want to. So you want to set up a bank account, you want to unlock your smartphone without entering a code, your face can be scanned by, you know, your smartphone. However, questions have been asked of the UK Information Commissioner, who is Elizabeth Denham, about something called live facial recognition, which is, we're used to seeing cameras in public spaces, and you know, they say we are the most surveilled people in the world, you know, in London at least, if not the whole of the UK. And now the idea is that you link those cameras up to live facial recognition systems, so they have algorithms that can not only see you but know who you are and link it to your other movements around town or wherever else it is, and possibly link it to your online presence as well. And she says, you know, there's a high bar for the use of this technology where we shop, socialize, and gather. She said we should be able to take our children to a leisure complex, visit a shopping center, or tour a city to see the sights without having our biometric data collected and analyzed with every step that we take. And it's quite good that she says that, because this technology is about to become very big. There's a lot of commercial incentives to use it. For example, there are proposals to put facial recognitions into billboards so that it might remember faces, allowing companies to track individuals to see how interested they are in a particular advertisement, maybe estimate their age, ethnicity, sex, even the style of clothing and brands that they're wearing, in order to serve personalized adverts. So this is a direct analog of what's happening online. So we talk about tracking cookies online, that you know, like you can look at a bicycle being sold on one website, and you go to a completely different website and there's an advert for the very same bicycle, and that's done by little cookies, these little files that are put on your hard drive. But when you're out and about, the cookie becomes your face. They can track you from place to place, they can see who you are. They may use it, for example, to try and analyze the face of shoplifters, for example.
Really? Gosh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you might think, great, except you realize, well, first of all, is that price worth paying? Because, I mean, if we lived in a society where every person was followed by another individual, you'd say that was like the Stasi and you wouldn't want it. And you'd say, you know, I'd rather have my freedom than pick up the shoplifters, yes? Because to get the shoplifters, we all have to be surveilled. But then you add to it the fact that not only are these systems not accurate, but they're very much less accurate with darker skinned people.
That's interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting. Yeah. So and we've seen that, you know, already, where you know, people have been picked up as suspects and so forth, and the error rate is higher with black and Asian skin.
Does this all ultimately boil down, in the most part, to advertising, though? Because whenever we hear about this kind of thing, ultimately the end goal seems to be tailored advertising. I know you mentioned shoplifting there, and obviously I suppose it can be used for good, but ultimately is it about getting our buck at the end of the day?
It's about that in part, but the difficulty is there's no way, even if that was acceptable, right, because, you know, as I say, Information Commissioner says you should be able to go out and breathe and step and go with your children without being surveilled.
Yeah.
You know, because our protection was always that there are more of us than there are of them, even if there are cameras up. They haven't got enough people to watch all the cameras all of the time. When you've got these sorts of algorithms, that changes. You don't need a person. The machine knows what you are doing. And I think it is dangerous, because it doesn't finish with advertising. You've got algorithms. What was that film where they had pre-crimes, where people would be arrested for crimes that they hadn't yet committed because they were predicted to do it? It's very famous.
Is it Minority Report, that one?
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, so now we have algorithms that can look for suspicious behavior, patterns of suspicious behavior before any crime is committed, so that officers can be dispatched to a location. You know, this is quite a slippery slope, and I think the thing about this is we need to have a conversation as a society about what sort of society we want to live in.
Mm.
Because this sort of thing, it shifts the balance of power from the individual and their freedoms to the state and corporations. And it is interesting because as we go forward, we've always thought about sort of state oppression in undemocratic states and so forth. But it will either be states and or large companies. So companies like Facebook and Amazon have already shown a desire to track us in quotes, real world as well as online. This is just another piece of the jigsaw to enable companies to know everything about us. And you say, oh, it's just advertising. But what happens when they share this information with, let's say, a medical insurance company, and they realize, oh, you don't actually go out and walk very often, there's all sorts of all that health data, that tracking data in your smartphone or your smartwatch, and suddenly we realize, oh, you seem to have an arrhythmia, a heart defect. Perhaps we won't employ you. Perhaps we won't insure you. You know, the problem is there are no solid legal framework for the use of these things. What we need to have in this country, and I worry now that we're going to have to invent this ourselves because we're outside the European Union, who have been relatively good and they've given us GDPR and so forth. We need to have a legislative framework that says we own the data that we shed. Okay, so our movement, for example, is data about us. You need to have a legal framework that says that we own that. This old idea of, oh, when you're in a public place, you have no expectation of privacy, that kind of has to go, because it's no longer, oh, you may be picked up on a camera, or, you know, a tourist may snap you in the background. This is about systems that can analyze you and connect all the dots and put together a whole picture of who you are, where you go, what you believe, what your ethnicity is, who you're having an affair with, all of this. You know, you can't move anymore. When you get into your car, there's automatic number plate recognition. When you get onto a bus or a train or whatever, you are tracked by your by the card that you use to travel with, and the card that you use to pay with. And now when you walk in the street, you can be surveilled by cameras who know who you are.
Mm.
And a lot of these cameras have got shotgun microphones on them, so they can actually pick up conversations
okay.
from great distances. So do we really want to live in that future? And that future is pretty much now. And what worries me is that there were 6 cases that were put before the Information Commissioner, uses of this technology, and none of them were even found to be compliant with the existing law, which itself is inadequate.
Okay, interesting. So time to move on to your gadget of the week. So despite us spending quite a long time talking about cameras and being monitored, we are going to concentrate on some wireless home security systems with this, which there seems to be a huge appetite for over the last few years, Fevzi.
Yeah, really, because they're really useful. And here, this particular one actually puts control back in your hand and protects your privacy, because one of the things about this one is your camera footage can be stored locally in your home. It doesn't have to be stored on the cloud if you don't want it to be. So we'll come to that. So it's by a company called Eufy Security. That's EUFY Security. It's called the Eufy Cam 2C Pro. And what it is a 2-camera wireless home security system. So you get 2 cameras and you get a home station that they connect to, and as I say, can store the footage that they shoot on the device itself, which is unusual. Most of these devices, it's necessarily stored in the cloud. Here you can store it in your own home if you wish to, and or you can store it in the cloud as well. So the first thing to say about these cameras is that they're very high resolution. So most of the competitors top out at a resolution of full HD, also known as 1K. So that's what you'd see on an HD television set. So you might have a 40-inch TV screen and you have this nice crisp picture. That's what this can do. But this one does 2K, so twice the resolution of most of its competitors. Also, these cameras they can be used indoors and outdoors, but I think they're particularly well suited for outdoors in that they are 100% wire-free. most cameras need a mains power supply. So if you want to mount a camera externally on the external wall of one, of your home, for example, you normally have to drill a hole through the external wall so that you can get power through to it, which is not great, because if it's not done well, you can end up with water ingress and all the rest of it. These ones have got built-in rechargeable batteries, so you can actually charge it up. The charge will go for about 180 days. After 180 days you take the camera down, you charge it for 5 hours, and it's up again for another 6 months. It's a 1 5-hour charge, does it for about 6 months. It's less convenient that you have to take it down, but the benefits, you don't have to start drilling holes through walls. It's also, they've also got built-in spotlights. So most cameras use night vision, where they use an infrared sensor. So at night, the colour picture becomes black and white. With these ones, a built-in spotlight can come on and illuminate it, which means you can have a colour picture. It also means that if you want it to, it can come on and disturb someone, so someone knows that they've been detected, if that's what you want, because the light comes on. So it can be a good thing as well. You can view live images on your smartphone, tablet, or if you've got one of the Amazon Echoes with a screen, it'll do that. Each camera's got a built-in microphone and a speaker, which means that you can have two-way communication with the person in the field of view. So these are useful not only for security purposes, but let's say you've got a frail loved one who you don't live with. The ability to have a camera, obviously with their consent, in one or two rooms of their home, and be able to speak to them. Maybe it's a person who's got dementia or physical disability, which means they can't easily get to the phone to answer. This might be, you could actually, again with their consent, you could drop in on them virtually and just check they're all right and have a brief conversation with them. You can do that. It also gives you the ability, I said that you can store everything locally. You can also store it in iCloud. So if you've got Apple's iCloud and you subscribe to that, you can store it on there. And the good thing about Apple is they're a bit more trustworthy in terms of, you know, securing the data and not using it themselves commercially or otherwise. So I think that's nice. So the problem with saving everything locally is if you have a break-in, they can steal your recording.
Yeah,
and that does happen. You know, criminals know to look for, you know, the hard drive or the storage unit. So it is worth considering, you know, using the Apple HomeKit facility. And finally, these things are what are called IP67, so they're weatherproof. So you can stick these up. They also make quite good wildlife cameras. I don't know if you know, but there are people who are interested in putting cameras even in their back garden and seeing foxes and things like that. One of these things can be mounted onto a tree. You can say connect wirelessly in terms of, you know, Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
They've got batteries, so you could actually put one on a tree and you know, do that. In terms of privacy and security, so we've talked about the fact that they protect your privacy and security, but you should also be careful. So when they're facing out into the world, you should have the camera trained on your own property, so your front drive or your garden. It shouldn't be looking out onto the street because, well, the reasons that we were discussing earlier. You know, people should have some privacy, I think. But it is quite good. You know, you can have one trained on your car on the driveway, for example, if you've got a drive, or you know, just as a home security camera. And there's no reason these cameras can't be used indoors, and you can add additional cameras. In terms of cost, £300 is the list price. I noticed that they often go for about £260, you know, so if you're interested, it might be worth holding out for a deal. The deals seem to come up fairly often.
Okay, which bearing in mind, we're talking about that kind of camera, and, you know, the clarity is significantly better than some of the other cameras on the market. That doesn't sound a particularly bad price, actually, £260. Fevzi, thank you. That's Gadget Detective Fevzi Turkap with his Gadget of the Week. He'll be back with Bill this time next week.